The next great principle for excellence in marketing is on packaging and pricing your products and services. The marketplace has come to expect high-quality packaging. The bar is very high. It looks easy and cheap, but it takes time and money to present a quality image to the marketplace. Many people are surprised to find out that when you go to Walmart or Best Buy or Target or some other mass market retailer, the packaging for every single one of those products and services probably costs somebody $30,000 to $50,000. That packaging has the right words on it, the right pictures. It's just the right size with just the right colors. It has the right product names, the right taglines, and the right value propositions. And it can be very expensive. Like I said, between $30,000 and $50,000 to develop any consumer-grade product. Your branding is critical. It's the most important part to your packaging. People infer the quality and the value of your product or service by the quality of the packaging. They first look at the book cover before they decide whether or not to open the book. They size you up when you walk into the room. So what you wear and how you look and how you talk is critical because people infer the value of the product or service on the quality of the packaging. And that includes, of course, the people and the way that they look. Your brand is the images, the names, and the taglines, and sometimes the value proposition that's associated with your products or services. It's the way that you answer the phone. It's your business cards, your marketing brochures. It's every time that you come into contact with your customers or your prospects. For digital products, your packaging is your website and the customer experience that they have on your website. Here's a great tip. You have to update your brand periodically. Your brand has to be updated every 3 to 5 years these days. You used to be able to create a brand or a logo, an icon, and have that in place for 10 or 20 years, but not anymore. With the power of internet technology, we have the ability to change our brands frequently, and you have to consistently update your brand in order to stay current and fresh with the marketplace. Now let's talk about discounts and specials, because part of your packaging and pricing strategy is your discounts and your promotions strategy. This varies a lot by industry, but some industries have trained their customer base to expect massive discounts, especially in the jewelry industry and in the information product industry and in the furniture industry. We have to see discounts of 50% or more. We've all heard the information product routine that says that this list's at $10,000, but I'm going to sell it to you for $20 today. There's a science to the art of pricing, so you can plant the idea in the mind of your customer that they are getting an incredible value for the product that you are delivering to them. We all expect to get a little discount on consumer electronics. We all expect to get a little discount on automobiles, and we expect to get massive discounts on things like jewelry and information products and furniture. Your pricing strategy usually dictates that you price your products in the marketplace so that you can offer discounts and specials. People want to feel like they're getting a good deal. One of the ways that they can feel like they're getting a good deal is if you tell them that they're getting a discount, if you tell them that this is a special offer, if you tell them that there's only 5 seats left. They feel like they've done a smart thing. They feel like they've gotten a good deal, and it enhances their own self-image and self-esteem, and they really do get more value from the products than they would have otherwise because they're excited about those products. So here's a bonus about pricing. There are 3 strategies for determining what your pricing would be. 1 is cost plus, the 2nd is competition, and the 3rd is value-based pricing. In cost plus pricing, we figure out how much it costs us to produce the product or service, and then we typically double it or triple it in order to come up with the retail price. In some marketplaces, we actually have cost plus contracts, which say that we get 7 to 10% more than what it cost us to get the product or service in the first place when we pass it along to our client. But for most companies, when you do a cost plus pricing model, that means whatever it costs you to produce the product or services, you at least double that whenever you set your retail prices. Whenever you determine your prices based on competition, that's when the market research comes in and you find out what your competitors are selling their products and services for. and you want to try to match that, or you want to respond to that in some way. If you say that my prices are lower than the competition, what you're saying is that you either have a cheaper product or that you're more efficient in bringing that product to the market. When you say that your product is priced higher than the competition, you're either saying it's a very rare product or it's of higher value and higher quality than what your competitors are providing. The third way of pricing is value-based pricing, and that is you try to decide what the value is to the marketplace, and you price your products accordingly. Even if it only costs you a penny, if you're bringing $100 worth of value to the marketplace, then that's the price that you charge for your products and services. So those are the three big elements of pricing strategy: cost plus, competition, and value-based pricing. And oftentimes when we price our products and services, we use all three of those. We make sure that what we're selling it for matches our business model and allows us to have a profitable and sustainable business model. We make sure that it's consistent with the competition. And we make sure that we're not leaving massive amounts of money on the table by undervaluing the products and services that we're bringing to the marketplace. Here's another great tip for you. When you change the price, you change the prospects that you attract, especially in the soft industries, like the coaching industry, for example. The value of a coach who charges $100 an hour may be exactly the same as the value of a coach that charges $250 an hour. But by changing the price from $100 to $250, you simply change the quality of the prospects that come in through the door. Some people want to buy the more expensive furniture. They want to buy the more expensive car. They want to hire the more expensive coach. And if you price your products and services low, they're not going to want to do business with you. So when you change your price, you change the prospects that you attract. And here's the final principle. Your price has to be consistent with your overall brand and message. So when you have quality branding, when you have quality packaging, people will expect there to be a premium price associated with that product. Conversely, if you have extremely poor packaging but a very high price, it will be a little bit of dissonance, a little bit of cognitive dissonance on behalf of your prospects and customers, and you will confuse the marketplace. So to avoid confusing the marketplace, make sure that your packaging and your pricing are consistent with each other so that it will meet their expectations and that you won't confuse them.